see. Last time, all right, to review, if you can spend 5 RP points to go to a mighty success of people.
What are the coins for?
You can spend one of the, I think there's a pile on one of those papers there has the list of like, well, if you
Oh
roll
yeah.
12s, so if you roll double six, there's, you can spend a hero point to do stuff. That all, you can also do other things with them.
RP points, hero points, and general currency.
I don't really actually like, we don't really have money in this. Like,
We
for
just
say,
have our
we're credit rating.
yeah.
Yeah, credit rating.
I got a bag of gold nails, but
Yep, I still have my bag of gold.
And I
I
did
need it for
look.
an artifact. I need gold nails.
And I double checked. So, everybody, for your progress, I think you should have all your guys' progresses. Cash is at 15 for the Eldarite vein. Is that where you're at? Progress for 15.
I don't, the only thing I have written is progress two for
Okay.
wearing all the maybe, but I don't know if we're counting up or down.
You'll be counting up. Okay, so put your total at 15.
Okay, for
And
progress.
yeah,
Or
and
maybe that's 11, huh?
yeah, and then Audrey or Zine Obelisk at 14. Then Doc is Shadowlands info, he's at 15. Then Jack Forge Eldarite is at 12. It's all accurate. So and then for your guys is to like when you're defined like what you're after, it's actually, I guess all you guys is targets numbers 13, so you're trying, or 30, I mean, sorry.
Okay.
You're trying to get the 30.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It started with progress. And then so your depth, so you have to get to a depth. So when you found your information, it's equal to or higher than your target value. And then you're at a depth equal to the target value plus or a minus 20. So you guys have to hit depth 10.
At least.
Yeah.
Which we already did.
Yep. So you guys are down there. So when you complete, like, so you can move around, but your information, you'll have to at least be at depth at that target. So, yeah. And then also, you guys will make progress a little bit faster now. So I have, when you go into a location, I have the type of books that are in that location. So they make you progress because it's part of this.
Okay.
I think, yeah, and that's it for. Yeah, and then I just remind you about the library. Unless otherwise noted, you can assume the floor is made of aged wooden boards, ceiling of plaster. And then, unless otherwise stated, all the locations walls are covered in bookshelves. And the whole place is incredibly flammable.
Avoid that.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so then when you guys are at a location, you can stay there, go deeper, or go back.
So there's a caveman.
Yeah, or an event like erases, or the library shifts from an event to the area which happens when you have a disconnect. See.
Forever banned from the library. You started a fire through three different rooms.
Yeah, so that's yeah. Okay. Let me pause.
Just run from room to room, starting fires.
Well, if you want to,
I'm not.
Only well, we find doors out.
Well, we'll know where we've been by the fires.
Everything's charred. Everything burned.
And all the librarian want to kill us.
Yep.
They might successfully kill us.
He'd be put under glass.
Yeah. Our skeletons.
Let's see. Yeah, so last time you guys talked to Anton, the head librarian, and entered. So you could enter this place on the 13th of Mud Flow, 1866. So you guys, and then you went to, you found map room, chapel, planetarium, boiler room, ossuary 1, ossuary 2, chapel, a gateway. Seeing the planetarium, got caught taking books by the yellow librarian. In the boiler room, you guys met skeleton cleaning crew. Ossuary 1, found bones of a Shadowlands orc from Slave Camp 51. Found bones of Striog the dwarf killed by a baby green dragon on Fracked Hair in the town of Atari. Bought a bone beast after Jack broke the glass display case.
Made it open.
Chapel 2, you guys found a hyperdense dictionary, enchanted ink, then went through an ominous locked door, which led to a gateway. Oh, that's right. So the room you're in contains a huge, horrible doorway.
Yeah, the evil rooms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in addition to the normal exits, it's made of gnarled, dark wood set into a stone frame with black iron hinges and a sturdy lock. The whole thing, door frame lock, is engraved with the sort of horrible sigils that hurt to look at for too long. And then, yeah, and then there's the, you guys unlocked the portcullis that was blocking this door. And then there was also a war pickaxe on top of the bookcase, a glowing pickaxe. That's not the right paper. You can hand that to. As you grab it. As you grab that pickaxe, you feel the magical energies like,
cool,
Greek. Reach out and greet you and share its name.
This is Waxfang. 2d6 heavy magic damage. On a crit or hero point, I can turn the target to wax. Now I have a good use of hero points.
Infinite candles.
We'll burn through these quick.
Yeah. The new occupation, candle maker?
Yeah.
That's candles in town.
As long as you didn't scream when you hit him.
I screamed the whole time.
Until he finally melted up. It takes forever.
So what do you guys want to do while you're here?
Did we open that or like unlock that room door?
I feel like not yet. We've just gotten there.
I feel like we were going to go look at it.
Yes, we were going to look at it. And now that we have a better idea of the books, we know we're on the right level.
Well, that's true. I need to tell you what kind of books are here. There's, when you looked at like the books, they're all about royalty.
Boring.
I want to see if Orzai is listed anywhere in there.
Orzai?
I mean, he seems to be a trapped deity. I'm kind of curious.
Skeleton man.
Oh, or Zine.
Or Zine. Zine. Sorry, I read something about Avatar.
Oh, that's all right. You didn't spend time reading it. But you don't find any mention of
So we're in the shop, we take a closer look at the door.
You're looking at it like me.
Ah, migraine. Wait a minute. All right, I'm better. Kind of like an ice cream headache.
Do you want me to try to smash it down with this?
There's not a keyhole.
We can make a keyhole.
Well, yeah. That's a nice trick you showed me last time.
So with the lock on the door. Well, first, I mean, we know it. It hurts to look at it for too long.
Is that a thing?
It doesn't actually, like, damage you. I mean,
it just is unpleasant.
Yeah. Yeah, it's painful.
It's not a good sign. We can't read any of the writing at all, right?
Like, no.
Audrey's not even enough.
We'll see what's back there.
So if the magic key works, putting against the lock. Jog, be ready. If I open it and it's a dragon, shoot it. Shoot it quick.
And they're ready. Our hands at side.
Not even drawn.
No.
You know you can draw quick enough.
Yeah, you go to turn the key, won't turn.
Maybe that's really good.
Without more power.
Might break things.
Which means you need to.
Well, would it be
it's
mind magic? Or?
Yeah, it's mind plus a relevant career if you have one that you'd think would. Be relevant.
That's sorcery.
That would be acceptable.
Eight.
It starts to like turn, but then your authority is rejected and you take 2 fatigue damage to resolve. So that's on the far right. You would mark slash like the
single
slash on the far right of your resolve. And you can attempt to open it, but it will be harder. It goes up the next degree of difficulty, which I think is a 10. I'm double checking.
Was there any other reaction to the attempt? Other than me getting fatigued?
The dragon growl and the...
Yeah, the door knocks, the runes blaze, the... There's a voice in my head that says, "What the hell are you doing? Back up."
Nope, not nothing. It just it just the lock just doesn't turn.
So let's see.
Yeah, so you would roll for that would be the target number would be 10. You want to go for it again?
Audrey would suffer. And he rolled exactly the same this time as he did before.
Mm. You take 4 fatigue damage.
Would you like to go again? The TN is 11 now.
Audrey will go till he passes out and he just probably in the corner.
That's what Audrey would do. Jock's like looking kind of hard.
Is that kid gonna be okay? That's a different pair of dice. 3 and a 1, 8.
Wow.
That's 3 8s in a row.
That's insane.
This is a sign.
You take one fatigue damage. Yeah, so oh, I'd say good. You see him like, so you just see him like keep like turning the keys. It's probably, it's more like since you're not, it's like the same action, you just see him like trying to like keep turning, just going. No, you're just like one like turn, like, and but you can see like he's trying. Yeah, so it's 13 now.
No, maybe that key doesn't open all doors.
Now let me rest a little bit. I'll try it again. I don't know.
Are we going to come back? 13.
It will. Yeah, I was gonna say it's at 13.
Well, I'm hoping to reduce my fatigue as well. So this is like a padlock on the door.
Yeah, essentially, or set in the lock door if you want.
Yeah, Audrey would probably take this as a sign as maybe we're not meant to.
I'd be drunk and think that we physically look tired. You're like, maybe.
But I know I can do it.
It's your call. It
would be pretty interesting to get in there.
Yeah, but if I'm dead, I'd never know what I found.
Yeah, that's true too.
You have to fill up the top bar and then you go to your credit, huh?
Yes. Okay. So he would pass out. If you fill up your bar,
then you basically get knocked.
You get knocked out.
Okay.
I will. Let me. I'll...
Look, we know where it is. I got it written down on the map.
Oh, I don't have feeling.
All good.
Come back when you're feeling better.
I'm in combat with the door, so I don't know if I get half of it back if I want to.
Yeah, so if you walk away and then you take like 10 minutes to rest or whatever, the fatigue damage just goes to zero.
Put some on your horse and sit on, take a nap.
No, so yeah, so fatigue damage always after like the combat, the fatigue damage just goes all the way. You know, it's the normal damage that you heal half after a fight.
Okay.
But no fatigue damage. So if you stop trying, yeah, it'll.
Yeah. Even I thought I got 4 I can throw at this. I should be able to get to 9.
Yeah, you'd think.
Yeah, RP points you can always burn. Or a hero point might be able to do it too. If you, I don't remember all the powers that hero points give.
Roll 1 and 1 dice again.
Yes. Or set one of the roll dice to 4. That probably would have helped you.
Yeah.
Catch one of those 1s to a 4.
Oh. Unfortunately, we're still. How many RP points got the.
Here, you want to look at this?
Oh, you can just add RP points to, or to modify a dice roller just 1 to 1. So if you want 1 point, you can burn a bunch of them.
The RP points are what we use to progress too, right?
No, they're a meta currency that you can use to help you progress, but you guys always will get like 2 XP after an adventure. So like when you guys are done in the library, you'll get all your hero points back and 2 XP. Yeah. No, RP points are.
Is that the only way you get hero points back too? Is finish an adventure?
Yes. And you can also, you can change a failure to a calamitous failure, which will give you a hero point.
Oh.
That's
entertaining.
Yeah. Which I think the hero's point sheet might say all that stuff.
Didn't turn the page at all.
So can I use my previous roll and add RP to it as far as backtrack, or should I re-roll it?
We'll re-roll it. So it's at a, say it's at a 13. And you're still at the fatigue level.
You won't be an 8.
I got 11. All right. So we'll spend 2 RP points for the 13.
All right.
What unholy thing did you just say?
And now he's kind of like, bah! Got it.
That bloody nose.
So yeah, you would. But now, yeah, so now you have authority over that lock, so you can open, you can lock and lock, unlock it as you will now.
Oh, shit. A lock domination.
Mentally completely fatigued. After completing that, I'd probably wait 10 minutes before opening the door. If Audrey's got to run. He wants to have a few wits around him.
I'm going to say, yeah, if you guys sit there and wait, say it takes 10 minutes. Yeah, the time goes by.
Like, well, you ready?
I think I am now. Feel like I got my second win.
Let's do this.
So when I open it, and I would be ready to close it as just as quickly as
I was going to say, as you start to crack it, you immediately hear screaming and are blasted with heat.
So I feeling,
and then I guess too, you hear like let's leave it at this. That's that for now. Yeah, you crack it open, you hear like it's like agony, screaming, like in pain, suffering. You guys all would have heard that. It would have been loud, and it was hot.
It might look like we found hell.
Yeah,
it's possible. Let's remember this in case we have to get rid of a librarian quickly.
That's true.
Yes,
be a good place to throw bodies. Yeah. We can remember how to get down here.
Make note of the door. We might end up seeing this door in another place too, just with.
Oh, yeah, we could take a shortcut through hell.
You really want
to? I'm good. I don't think they have Elder Hat down there.
They might. That might be how they make it.
I don't think so. Am I in some sort of devil cult that I don't realize? No, my cult's cool.
You don't know what mysteries you're studying.
That's true.
A new place has been added to our universe.
And I've probably sent enough people there that I don't want to meet again. Oh, let's not go in there.
Yeah, Audrey pushes the door closed and locks it.
All right, that's locked and sealed.
Although part of it wants to leave the door open and unlocked and go to the next room.
We could put a sign up front that says cool loot in here.
I feel like they figured out immediately.
Ignore the screaming.
Ignore the screams and you will be rewarded.
It's just how amazed they are at what they found.
They sound like they're in pain.
Challenges and rewards room.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of terrifying, honestly. Look somewhere else. That's, I don't like looking at the door.
It's such a pretty door.
Yes.
I love her room.
I just say, if you could, there's like paper and stuff. If you wanted to leave a sign, you certainly could.
Yeah, I want kind of nothing to do with it, honestly.
Oh.
Need a hug?
Hug it out, room. Free barbecue in there.
Oh.
Oh,
Hot pot.
Ooh. All you can eat ribs.
Bring your own meat. Mini barbecue.
What do you want to leave?
No.
Hey, a different character. Yeah, I can't think of so.
We'd find ourselves later if we'd gone in the
fix the map. You guys actually went from 5-1 down to 12-1. That was really backtracking. You guys went through the ominous door.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. It was a big jump. I'm like, whoa.
Right. And I thought 10 was the bottom. Or something. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, we're on 12 now. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. The breakdown for knowledge is like, okay, I think we've got. No, this is
not baby layers.
Yeah, well, yeah, and like, yeah, and also, like, I mean, the library is deeper down, but also, like, deeper wide.
Yeah.
All right, so are you guys going back up?
Is there no other doors?
No, you can go down. You can go deeper from here.
Deeper? Let's go deeper.
Lucky 13.
All right.
130.
Yeah, many people can say they made it all the way to 30.
If we find a hot room with a portal in the middle of it.
The sauna room. Sauna and barbecue.
You wouldn't think they go together, but they really go.
Eating in the sauna sounds awful.
Yeah, I know. When you're hot, you don't want to eat. Not hot in a minute.
Frozen chops?
Maybe.
Yeah, burritos. We have yet to heat them. Hot pockets. Not a bowl. Frozen in the middle.
Okay. Yep. So as you guys go down to 13-1, you come to a long gallery filled with several dozen statues on pedestals, life size, most reclining seating or otherwise relaxed. And then the room also has a very strange feel to it. Almost like the world is paused. You can see like there's some like books or papers that are like just like hang, like they fell out of like or like just like set in the air.
Make out what they're about.
They're just books in the room.
They fell out. Which one's folded?
Cool. Yeah, they look like they're
dropping. And
yeah, set suspended. There. Yeah.
You don't flow well.
Might have come a time 13. With it by the time you leave here.
in a display case, you see a burial shroud.
That's magic trick.
Yeah. It's spooky down here.
I've been reading.
I take plus 13. That's 32. 32. Yeah. You see a particularly large book on a pedestal.
It knows what the magic is. You write it on your face.
Oh, yeah. I am invisible.
Movie tattoos.
Yeah, and then there's like on a pedestal by itself is like a large book.
Are there any identifying labels underneath the statues and the shroud?
No, it's just encased in glass.
What is the statue made of?
Third stone statues. Very lifelike.
Yeah, like they were frozen in stone.
And there is like a little brass plate on each of their pedestals due to detailing or something.
Is the book about? Audrey is tempted to do something, but he wants to check out the room a little further before.
Yeah, you go, you flip through the book, and it's like a weird mix of like apocalyptic scripture and a strange, like a bestiary of. Heraldic monsters.
Is the case with the shroud unlocked?
I don't know, is it?
Well, that's I check it.
Yeah, you get over it. It's just like a glass. Thing that's just like set over it, so you can just like lift it up.
No plaque or anything that says. That's what I'd be looking for before you open it.
Oh yeah,
ye
oh,
who disturbs us.
That's last time I broke something. A bunch of guys came in. Some bones.
One guy,
which Jack wouldn't care.
Audrey's thinking that with all the statues, if there's one that might be able to help us. To activate them might involve taking the burial shroud and putting it over the statue to converse. Of course, he could be totally wrong and he could be a dust cloth for this statue.
Yeah.
But that's the two things. Is there anybody in the room that can help us?
Yeah.
And two, is there any identification for the shroud? It's too much coincidence to have them in the same place.
Yeah, as you look around more, it does look like something lives in here.
Something.
Yeah, you see, you find like very small like houses, like between like a few inches, like 4 inches, like miniature houses. Yeah, almost kind of like a diorama or like a train, like somebody's like train set up. Yeah, a model like size off on setting up on top of one of the
Are
there
any of the lights on? Ooh.
No, your mice might exist.
I saw the little sissy kid. Anybody there?
Yeah, as you guys are looking around, looking at the thing, you see a group of 8 mice like coming climbing down the side of the bookshelf, heading towards this collection of homes.
I knew I'd just.
Oh boy.
They're all dressed up.
Like, hello?
Dressed up like miners leaving mine, or?
No, they look like they're dressed.
To the nines, like they go like, to a formal party?
No, like more like professors.
Ooh. A little nice. Don't be afraid.
They kind of like
they
kind of freak out a little bit, and you hear like little tiny voices. It sounds a lot like squeaking, but you do catch like a little bit of like language you can understand.
I wouldn't sit down and get closer.
And then, yeah, as you like sit down, they all kind of like come up in one of them.
Cigarette?
Unwrap it and shake it out like a pile of
incense. Cancer.
You hear one of them, I guess they're, and like this tiny little voice you barely hear.
Don't smoke that. Leave the tobacco alone. I can kill you. You're one of those smart men.
I guess the idea. Yeah, it's like that's just rumors.
That's what big health wants you to say.
Yeah, they just say, we haven't seen you before.
I know. First time down. First time on Eldorite.
In Shadowlands. Orzine Seal.
Mm-hmm.
And any other miscellaneous items that might prove useful to our endeavor. Oh, it's like, it's fun. Doesn't cause cancer. Depends on the magic you're playing with it.
Cancer doesn't exist. We don't know.
Well, yeah. One of them asks, like, what's Eldorite? Another one asks, who's Orzine?
What do you guys do here? You don't know that stuff.
One of them, like, like snaps his finger and like a little flame pops up. But
study the arcane arts. Oh.
And then I was like, I studied engineering. Another one, like kind of more formally, is like, I studied
military history.
And then the one that told him to leave the tobacco alone goes, I do medicine.
Already rats.
Yep. Already rats.
Who do you call them rats? What are you? Mice. All right, that's more mice.
And then a couple more go say they study theology. And then another one, like a very well spoken and kind of dramatically shares that he studies oratory. And then another one,
like, I defend this.
And then an eighth one has been like writing notes. And he's been looking at him, like, I do see all the teeth.
Do you have any knowledge to share with us about these subjects?
I give a knowledge on Albert, right? I don't know what it is.
Engineering, probably go
find some engineering stuff. For sure.
Earth science.
And then ask him, who carved the people up there?
Carved what?
The statues.
Stone statues.
Or are they people that have been here too long?
They just go, oh, dead bodies turn to stone.
Like bodies?
In here, yes.
Are there a bunch of dead stone rats? Just people.
Yeah, they're all like life size, like.
They just like sitting.
Yeah, they're in various different positions.
They're all
dead. Yeah, there's like several. There's several dozen statues, like, on pedestals, life-size, reclining, seated, or otherwise relaxed.
Like, what is that shroud do in the box? He's death shrouded, but...
The guy that talked about, religious one, the religious guy, yeah, theology. Yeah. He just goes, oh, that's,
years.
Oh, we don't know what it does, but let's see who it was.
Oh, are they stoned now?
I don't know. We don't really care much for about the statues. They're not that interesting.
You like theology?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure you were gate to hell. Would you be interested?
He's like, kind of like shrinks and like squats down and like shivers a bit.
It's like, absolutely not. That is very scary.
Oh, yeah, it was. I did not like it. Audrey is brave.
Confers with the one that does arcane magic, trying to exchange knowledge there.
And then so have you ever put the shroud over any of the statues?
Marvel kind of looks at you like you're an idiot almost, because he's like,
look how,
and they're like field, like,
no, but has anybody ever done that? Anybody else that's come through the room? It's, I'm not expecting them to lift the jar or open the case, but
they go, no, nobody's touched it.
For the sake of experiment, should we try?
I think so. But while we're here, do you need us to like lift anything out of your way?
Couldn't play track?
I don't know, yeah. I can be trivial for us, but probably amazing for you.
Yeah.
They go, oh, if you could bring some of those books down, that would be amazing.
Well, sure. Books are in here.
Sure.
It's books about mathematics.
Calculus.
Symbols.
Yeah.
Euclidean geometry.
Oh.
You go, engineer.
I could read some of it.
Mm-hmm. Say you could mark the progress.
Yeah. So this is where Cthulhu lives.
Yeah. Nope, I'd put books on the ground for him.
Yeah. And then we'll pick up the Death Shroud.
Then I'd be like, you ever seen one of these? And pull out my gun. Here's some engineering.
I was going to say, the guy that studied engineering, he's like,
oh, I've read about those.
Series of 357
women. He's like, those seem very scary.
Well, they can be about the size of the
mouse. Right, they'd use it like field artillery. You like mount it, wheel it around.
But it would take you down.
Nope, I'd explain to him. And then I would leave him a bullet and open it. Be like, here's some gunpowder if you want to have some fun.
I'm afraid of gunpowder.
Yeah. Seems like just a bullet or something.
Very, very flammable.
Yeah, the physics guy talks a little bit. I said, oh,
I could probably build a rocket with that.
They're going to space.
Yeah, but then where?
Well, at least to see it.
To the ceiling.
They may not be able to see the ceiling.
To the ceiling and beyond.
Yeah.
Get to the floor upstairs.
That's where hell is.
Heaven above. No, hell above.
Hell's above.
Oh, I don't have it now.
Do they know anything about the names under the statues from the history studies?
More than the plaques.
No, they don't. They mentioned that they can't climb up to them and read them or anything. Like, they're too high.
And built scaffolding.
I'd leave a handful of bullets with them after they mentioned the rocket. Then I'd pop the actual bullet off if they could get to the gun part.
Metallurgy is taking loops.
Yeah, this is how the game started.
Yeah.
Lead.
I mean, they had the big book of apocalyptic stuff.
Then you'll go read some apocalypse.
In the book, it says, and near the end of days, new materials will be found.
Yeah.
I was going to say, when you're do you spend any time reading that book or you just flip through it?
I flip through it. If anything catches my eye, I would read more.
Oh, give me a mind roll.
I'd also ask the mice if they want, using books, build them scaffold. So they can get around the bookshelf.
Would I apply any sorcery to it?
No, this is just...
This is straight mind?
Yeah, just plus your mind.
Okay, 7.
Now I see there's a short, blip About Orzeen.
That would probably draw my attention, and I'd go back and read that.
Yeah, it mentions Orzeen. The release of Orzeen. Is the downfall of Memphis.
I will probably make note of that. But I'm not sure if I'd quite share that information. That's not good. Because I'm not quite sure. Not that I'm feeling a lot of love towards each of them, but being a preacher's son, that'd be both disturbing and
all right. Yeah, the mice would say, like, yeah, they would love the scaffolding.
Yeah, I don't know. Adam, like, how long have you been?
All our lives.
You
can skip the scaffolding if they're good at climbing. If they find something to shred, a piece of cloth.
We probably have rope on it.
Like a death shroud. Well, the library seems to get a little antsy when we found one.
Yeah, so he was building scaffolding.
I would lie there. He was. Audrey was looking at the book.
I'm going to pick up the death drum, see if anything happens.
All right.
You look like a ghost with a sheet. And then whoever owns it also speaking with your voice. Oh, crap.
Yeah.
So death drum is possession sheet.
Yeah, when you... grab it.
Feel a surge of
power that goes to like your very like core of who you are.
Mystic Pixac is in one hand.
The sheet in the other.
Yeah, they start talking to each other. Using you as the media.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm nothing but a meat vessel through the shrub. This is going to be my veil when I become a game. Full blown veil prospect. Are you getting married soon?
You just hear Kryptos. Slid up through your lines.
Is that the language I'm not familiar with?
No, like that is like the name of the actual like death straddles here.
As I touch it, it tells me it's new.
You have an app, you touch things and they talk to you.
Gosh, I say back to it.
You just get the urge to put it on.
What's this on?
See, I gotta be careful. That's all chocolate's acting.
Be Kryptos from now on. All the original Beetlejuice.
to take the designer sheets. We got a power pellet.
Yeah, holy water.
Like, I hear cryptos, and then just like a where we in here, very full, it's untouchable.
You can go walk through hell.
No, I can go through hell. Their soul is untouchable. But your body is.
I'm getting torn apart physically, though.
Is it like a cloak, or does it literally go over my face and everything?
Yeah, it's kind of just, it's like a burial shroud. So yeah, it's not meant to just like cover like your face. Actually,
it might be meant to cover your head, but depending on how you're wearing it.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
They just draped it. How many kids put the blanket?
Yeah.
The hoodie on backwards.
Yeah. Burial shrouds are generally, they're like generally like they cover your whole body.
Yeah.
Like I can't move.
Yeah, so yeah, so Jacques, while you're studying books, you're like you're able to just like set them in air. You just like set them there. It's like the world or time in this room is paused. Stuff doesn't like.
Oh yeah, you can just set it.
Yeah.
If Audrey sees that, he's like, "Why are you building scaffolding?"
Where's the knife?
Set the books in, please.
Yeah, I'd be building the books because Jacques wouldn't help.
I was trying to make you want them.
Maybe he stops the books.
Yeah, if you do, they don't move.
Well, I haven't seen that.
That's like 8 foot or so. That's like in standard like ceiling height for humans.
Yeah, I just put books all the way up to the knife.
Train station halfway down the room.
Come back with a toy train and build them with little trains.
Little depot.
Yeah.
A wheelhouse.
Yeah, so they can ride their train. Doc would ask the mice if they wants to come see the real one, or if they would die.
Huh?
Jock would ask the mice if they want to see the real world. But it's very dangerous.
You know the meaning of 42. No.
Halfway since time don't seem to move, they may not age.
True. That's the only way they could have got so smart.
And then taking them out, then age normally and die in that thing.
No, they don't say they're just interested in the books. They're not
Yep, set them up and be like, have fun.
Take the book out the pedestal. I don't know who's going to have more interest in this. Zoology? Theology? Or the arcane?
Nah, that's how you make this game. Yeah. You gave them gunpowder.
But they were only that big.
No, Dracula, I would have spent his time asking and then answering questions just because he either found it interesting or not advice.
Yeah, you guys can like stay in here as long as you want.
So everyone else is ready to go.
New arcane applications.
Yeah, this is the coolest room, man. Friendly, especially.
Show the physics or engineering guideline. Sketch of a pump action. That's what Chuck is currently drawing.
For a shotgun.
Yeah. This pump action doesn't even exist yet. That's what Chuck is.
He would probably end up correcting some of your.
He gives you some pointers.
Yeah. The engineer, yeah.
Erase some of the sketch and start drawing it out again. Taking notes.
But if you come out with a working pump back from the shot.
No, it's just
at least the plans.
Now it's riot. It's not breach, it's riot.
Now it's the forging and bending part.
The engineer, would they have access to? It'd be smaller scale, but the smelting.
You get the sense after talking to them, they're like strictly academic. Mm. Like the engineer's like, yeah, it should work, but he has no like practical knowledge of actually making it.
Yep.
He's playing Ghost. I think it's pretty cool.
When I sit around saying, shut up. That's all happening right now.
Nothing's happened.
Like, alright.
My soul is untouchable.
You say so.
Try and touch my soul. Bro, try and touch my soul.
That gives you a side look like, I'm not sure if I really want to try that.
The only way Jock would know how it'd probably be a bullet and then put holy water on it.
Well, that didn't work.
Did you feel that in your soul?
That says I'm untouchable to magic and spiritual entities.
Okay.
So the bullet would work.
No, that hurt.
All right, should we keep going down?
Yeah.
All right. I'm at 14 more.
And you guys can go, like, up and then down again if you want to bounce at a depth, just to remind.
13 is pretty cool.
Yep, keep going down.
This one's going to be interesting.
Is that a new rocket?
Mm-hmm. No, no, no. Christmas presents, so I built it on the Christmas first.
I remember the oars. If I can show
it. Yeah. Okay, see it at the top.
Yeah.
Saturn 4 or whatever.
Yeah, so.
How do you feel having that much explosive behind you?
Crazy shit. Yeah, so as you guys are you're traversing into the next area, you come to a room that has like a huge glass vat, like a fishing tank. Upper tubes connect to it, connect to the rest of the library's plumbing. A single brass patch is set in one side. And then within it, and then D4. I thought we should have some there that would be easy.
Okay.
As well, but you can also. Yeah, so inside the tank, you see like 7 like glowing, like kind of like orbs floating around in there, kind of like gaseous looking, like working some controls by the thing is so I guess you see 6 white librarians in here working on various parts of the machine.
White was couch from the
Yes. Okay. Yeah, they're the 10 to the calculations. But yeah, you see 6 in there.
Calculating.
Everyone's waters, man.
Oh, and then you also see kind of just like floating off into the room, not in the tank, 2 like similar blobs of like gaseous or energy, like kind of floating over there off to the side.
Any smells?
Trying to talk to the librarians.
Yeah.
Underneath the white shroud.
Now I gotta style this differently.
Give me some eye holes in the mouth.
Like a ghost guy.
Yeah. Really? Now you can wear it under your clothes when you cut off the head part.
Poncho.
Yeah.
So I was wearing like a shimai or something. There you go. The head wrap and then like face cover that I cool down and fill up.
And then I guess also too, the other thing you notice is all the books in this area are all like chained to the shelves.
Whoa. Any particular topics?
Musical books.
Yeah, they all seem like they're musical. Like they have like title, I guess like titles of like compilations of like musical scores, but they're all chained to the.
Oh.
But yeah, then too, like as you're like walking in, one of the librarians like snaps up and says,
"Oh, what are you doing here?"
I guess they're like 5 foot tall, very like sunken looking.
I'm just looking to unravel some mysteries, read some books, you know. What are you doing? What are you up to?
What's all this water for?
Yeah, they just go making sure that the phantoms are flowing, powering our machine. And then as you're saying that, as they're saying that, you see like two of those little inner, like gaseous forms get sucked up into the tubing.
Oh. I'd just be like, oh, this chocolate doesn't know food.
Yeah.
And so you're like, what?
Yeah, I'm not out comprehension. Well, have you seen any elder happen?
These ones probably, I don't know.
Yeah. Now they don't. I say they wouldn't ignore you. What is
the elemental number of that?
But they're but they don't seem to like to engage with you like super. It's more like they like the guy like looked at you as he was like working on his machine around the tube. Actually, I was like kind of like surprised that someone walked in. And then, when you asked him, about Elrite, there's, they just go, no, and then, what do you know about it?
It's a miracle material.
What does it mean?
Changing you for the better. It's that which can never be created in any other way. Gives me abilities, strength.
Do you have any?
Oh, I'm looking for it. Need more.
Do you know how to find it?
No. I'm hoping you do.
He's still just kind of half interested in you as they're working on the machine. The rest two are doing their machine thing, kind of ignoring you.
What they've been doing.
Oh.
I'd be like watching someone on a computer back then. Yeah. What are you doing?
Exactly. How does this?
Yeah, that would be a pretty good.
What are you doing?
I'd be looking closely at the floating orbs of energy and phantoms that were outside the tank. Oh.
As you're looking at them, you see five gray librarians come rushing in, and they have these little canisters, and they're the ones that go after the restless dead. You see them start trying to catch the phantoms.
Can they get close enough if they're short, 5 foot, and it's an 8 foot? So little canisters kind of.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that, but then.
And they have proton packs.
Where's the
phantom nets like fireflies?
No, then you see one utter some words and make some hand motions, and you see one of those phantoms get locked in. It looks like a cage of energy, and you would, since with your sorcery you would know some sort of arcane energy has trapped that. Phantom in a box, and then they pull it down and stuff it in one of the containers and put it in the bag, and then they do this and then all of you, I guess, no, you'd see you see one of the other phantom flash dark, a very red, angry color. And you see one of the librarians, one of the gray ones, wince and like see some like blood like come out of like kind of like come out of his nose, like he got hit by something. But then you see another. You guys are welcome to intervene too if you want to just say something as I'm narrating this. But then you see another one start to do the same spell, and then that one gets trapped in some sort of arcane cage. And then they pull it down and stuff it in a tube.
Audrey's just kind of bewildered. It's...
And then the two, the librarians, the gray ones, take those over to the vat. And open a, and shove, like open this like little brass door and shove one of the canisters in there and close it. And you see the phantom get ejected into there. And then do the same thing with the other one. And then they leave.
Ask him, it's like, are you getting those for power?
Yes.
Those dead spirits.
Yeah, one of the gray ones, yeah, one of them, like, stops.
And it's like, yep, these are the condensed, data of a mortal's lifetime.
Oh,
that powers them.
The
yes, powers the library and powers the Sheol computer. Let's do the calculations.
A comp what now?
A Sheol on your comp. So if you die in the library, knowledge is power and powers.
And. Do you say that out loud? To like
the yeah, he's yeah. just kind of trying yep. to piece it.
Yep, the one of the librarians, yeah, one of the gray ones just...
Die in the library, die in the library.
So nobody ever thought anything different.
Yeah. People die here often enough to power this place.
And you and Anton would have told you guys a bit about it, that this is like connected to every world, like every library, everywhere, every point. Right.
Very efficient.
In hell.
Maybe they go in there and harvest that stuff.
So if you die, don't lose your shroud, Ben.
Yeah.
Unless you want to go on to do something more with your afterlife.
Maybe.
What floor is your computer on? Computer and the jig.
What's it used for?
He tells you, like, they wouldn't tell you where, like, they would either just ignore that or, like, yeah, they just wouldn't tell you. They'd just, like, they would just be like, that's
none of your business.
Oh, and then when they tell you, then if you asked about the computer,
just handles HVAC?
Maybe.
No, they would tell you. Maybe you'll find where they.
Maybe hell's IT.
No.
Why they're all yelling?
No.
That's so weird. Why are you Phantom outage. The ghost in the machine.
Yeah.
Let me see if I wrote it down, but they would just tell you that they're
He told me the servers were on and I had to drive 2 hours to flip the switch.
A few of those tickets. Luckily, they were on campus, and I didn't have to go that far.
Yeah, I've seen them on Reddit. I was like, yeah, it's 4 hour place from me. They said it was on. Go 4 hours to turn on a switch. Drive home.
No, like, essentially, they're trying to, like, calculate Oh, maybe not. There it is. Maybe it's right here. Yeah, it's in there. Transcendence and remaking the world as they wish it. And that, and when the, I guess they say remaking the universe as they see fit.
And I'd just be like, uh-huh. Okay.
Well, good luck with that.
Good thing.
And then they just like walk behind the bookshelves and are gone.
It is chained books to the wall about compositions. Is there anything? I just thumb through a few. Is there anything even catch my eye, or is it just as weird as it sounds?
It's, yeah, there would be.
Ode to Eldorite?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
This is a song about how to find Eldorite.
Actually, give me a mind roll.
7.
Yeah, I was gonna say you come across like an eldritch dirge. About making Eldorite, about converting ores to Eldorite, so you can just up here progress by
all the librarians.
No, they're just in here doing their working on the machine.
I'm gonna see the grays go behind the bookcase or the shelf. I take a look. Is there like an actual passage there, or did they literally walk through the wall and disappear?
I say when you go, like when you like go back to like where you saw them disappear, I mean there's more bookshelves and stuff, but there's no trace of them.
So I can't find the tunnel they went through when they disappeared. It's
all right, because they like there's not like walls per se, it's just all bookshelves and ceiling, so it would be like walking like the library, okay. Like and they just like went around, yeah, it's all like stacked, okay. And like you could think of like a room as it's just like walled and has like bookshelves enclosing this particular area, then you like walk out the shelves and now you're like in the stacks again, and that's like, yeah, they just like walked out and exit, and you run over there and look, and you don't see any trace of them or hear them or anything.
Go to the next room then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's keep moving.
Down or up?
Down.
Until we hit bedrock, I have a feeling that's our general direction.
What if I'm done with the shadow building?
Maybe.
Sure. If we find ourselves in a room full of agony, come under the shadow.
Yeah.
Hey, that's one of the songs in this book.
5 gallon hat, feeling 5 gallon flat.
That's a song.
And you hanker for a hunk of cheese.
A little faster, really good than this.
Trap door slide into a room with a portal in.
Hopefully not.
Oh, come on. It was a fun slide.
That was fun.
You find a slide in a dungeon, you have to go down it.
That's just the room.
That's the room. And you can find a slide in a dungeon.
Good reaction after we've all gone down. So,
same as Paul. Like, once I jump down it, it's just like.
You skipped a few floors that way.
Oh, I know if they ever figured out how many floors we skipped.
Yeah, it was like two or something.
You find the water slide in your dungeon.
Yeah, it worked for the Goonies.
Yep.
Yeah, it worked for them. That's good enough for me.
All right. Yeah, so as you guys are traversing to the next area, you come to another planetarium. Oh, man. And you see they look dried up. You see them like kind of like they look dried up, kind of like Orzine. And you see them. Kind of, it looks like they're fighting like this, almost like this black inky blob. And you can see like where the blob has moved. It's just like black, like it's been covered in ink. Huh?
You mummified people?
Mummified. Just one. There's a single guy. He looks like a professor.
I need some help.
Yeah, he says, please.
Well, what is it?
What happened? Can we help?
He goes, it's an ink elemental. Don't let it touch you. Unless you want to be permanently black or dead.
Does it have a weakness?
And he goes, I don't know. I haven't encountered one before. Only read about them. Or heard stories.
Is the ink flammable? It's got diluted.
That water. You get back to the pump room.
Go to the back one floor, open the door, and drain the tank.
Yeah. No, let's capture it in one of those jars.
And you see like a smaller. You see like a smaller one behind it, and they're just creeping after the professor guy. There we go. That's better.
I need a mop. I'll find one of those janitors.
I know. I need some of the janitors. Is there an intercom system?
But I bet if we start a fire.
We'll try method one and I'll shoot at the little one.
Might still work out.
Would be 12.
Okay, shoot it this whole month.
Yeah, you see your bullet impact it and it just like passes through it and it's like,
not so.
And now it starts coming at you. At you.
Keeps bagging out. We're moving around it. I have fire if we want fire. What else is in this room?
It's the planetarium, so it's high dome ceiling. There's lanterns project dots of light that resemble alien constellations in the center of the room. Large clockwork or remodeling the solar system. Lamp burning in the center, long arms that hold model planets, moons, and comets in place. This whole thing clicks and grinds as it slowly turns.
There's books, right? There's always books.
Mm-hmm. And there's books.
Throw paper at
it. Yeah, exactly. Absorb it with the paper.
And start ripping paper at books yeah. And throw it at
it. It might work.
We'll roll some initiative up.
Fire, I don't want to do fire.
But yeah, it doesn't. It basically like eats the papers. Just leaves them like a black trail behind it.
Did it get any smaller? Did it get any bigger? It like absorbed it.
Yep, and it's kind of just like a giant. The big one is like around a horse size as it's like oozing around this place, like just covering everything.
That's
like
another person. Where'd they come from?
Where'd you come from?
These ink monsters. That's the one guy. The other person.
Yeah, the dried up professor.
Yeah. You're like, were you in this room and they just showed up?
Yep. Doing my studies. But
what an exciting book.
So are you helping the guy or running away?
I'd help him. I'd be like, how do we deal with?
We could help him run away.
Help.
Yeah. I think it's time to study in another room.
Come on, this way.
So if you run, that is a flee action. Which, if you flee, you go like 1d4 levels deeper, and you don't, and you will be that will be disconnected.
Anyone else got any idea how to do it?
I tried my fit.
My other option I have is fire, but nothing on
super flammable. How? There's not like hoses on the wall or anything because everything's so flammable.
Mm-mm. It's just books and stuff, old library stuff.
With the magic system being as flexible as it is, what level would it be to analyze them?
That really is going to depend how much you want to get out of it based off. So just be a certain magnitude of the spell.
So it'd be like improved sensory sight. Enough to analyze and find a weakness. If it's a golem, I'm figuring it's got a core.
Could turn the lens?
No.
That'd burn coins.
I know. I could burn two coins and get rid of them.
But why don't you guys all give me I was gonna say, your options, I guess, are to engage with it or flee the room.
Whenever you have to leave.
Take the professor with us.
Yeah. If he wants to come. They're like, we're leaving.
Hey, it's this way, let's go. I think that'd be up to the professor. He might be more familiar with the layout of the library, so that'd work out well.
Yeah.
Unless he's like attached to this room.
No, he did. He just tells you, you're not going to help them get out of here.
All right.
He's not coming with.
Nope, he wants to stay.
You see him like point his finger at the thing, and you see like a dark energy shoot out of it, burn part of the ink away.
Why don't you do that before?
Point my finger at it.
Yeah.
And nothing happens.
Go bang.
So what? So are you guys staying, or are you going to fight it or leave? Because if we're going to fight it, we need to do all that.
Audrey would be curious to know what that spell was that he did.
And we'll stay.
We can flee later in the combat, right? Let's stay for a little bit. See if I can do anything.
Everyone gives me the engagement roll, which is mind plus an appropriate career.
Mind initiative?
Oh, that's prior to it. Yes, yeah, it's mind plus initiative.
Now I get 12.
Nice. Yeah. When I don't really want to go first, because I don't know what the heck I'm doing.
So you got over 9. Or 9 or better, I guess. Both of you guys. Maybe. And less than 9. So
you got 8. Yeah. That's here.
Cash and Audrey, you guys are up.
What do you wish to do?
I want to try to like somehow slow it down or trap it, like maybe pull down some bookshelves to get in its way, or.
All right, yeah, you can spend an action. Yeah, so you're trying to go there, push down.
Yeah.
A bookshelf falls on it, and it kind of like splats a little bit, but then it just like oozes up through everything. Right, Audrey, what are you doing?
I'm asking the professor what he did to damage it. What spell was that? How do I do that? Because right now,
he just goes, "I can't teach you that now."
Can you at least describe it?
No, I'm fighting it, and you see him like do it again. Actually, well, he's a silly. So we're in combat. So like you're gonna get like a few like a sentence. So he just. Okay.
Well, do I recognize what he's doing? Can I learn through observation?
So during combat, I mean, no, you wouldn't be able to. Stuff's happening too fast.
Use the force. Yeah, just try it. Put your finger.
I was gonna say you have.
Do some magic.
Magic.
We're in them weird, kind of. So
I said you can just reach out into the hand when it's trying to do what he's doing.
Yeah. Let's reach out. Try and touch someone.
Yep. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm using force. Yeah. You might put a little bit too much into it first time through. A little overzealous.
I was going to say, yeah, if you're just doing the, what are you going to search for?
It won't be near as efficient or elegant. It might look more like a Kamehameha.
That'd be cool, though.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so you're trying to copy what he's doing to pull up the weird power thing. So I don't remember exactly how it worded. Okay. Yeah, what you're trying to do, and then roll 2d6.
And then that's with mind and...
No, this is your straight just reaching into the Anwen. If you're casting a spell, then that's different.
As far as I know, it's a spell.
I'm going to say, in this moment, and since you...
I mean, I don't know it not being a spell.
I would say this is just a everyone weird power. So you're trying to copy what he did. So yeah, so this is just straight. This will just be the 2d6. So you got, what'd you roll?
5.
5, okay. roll me a d6.
4.
Okay.
I'm on a paper element.
Nope, yeah, so something similar to what he did does shoot out of your finger, but, and then, yeah, roll d6 again.
2.
All right, and then you get 2 marks of corruption.
Oh. That goes under... Resolve?
No, that's a separate track. It's equal to your resolve. Then we.
So if you feel resolve,
if you're corruption,
mutation.
Yep. Yes. Okay. Where's this? Okay. And you're shooting at the big one.
I'm just trying to pull it off. So either target, whichever is closer and more of a threat.
It's up to you. You decide what you're shooting at. There's the big one that's like the size of a horse, and there's like a small one that's like a dog size.
I'll try and take out the dog.
Okay. Yeah, so that beam of dark energy. Disintegrates the small one.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you see the professor guy, like, look over here. It's like very surprised. And then he does this.
I have to.
He shoots at the.
Yeah.
He goes and replicates the. Or he shoots his magic at it again. Blob goes towards him. Tries to hit me. All right, Jack, you're up.
Well, it didn't do anything as far as I could.
Yeah, basically like passed out of it.
You shot the rock. Held the rat bullets.
Oh, pull out a shot back in the intersection. I gotta just keep banging away from it. Tell Audrey to do that again.
All right.
No, I got no clue how that's going to work. Unless that's just part of our weird thinking of it too. Or is that because Audrey has...
No, I mean, you want to like reach into the on one and like rip stuff out. That's just corrupting.
Jock won't do it yet.
Like that's like pretty much... You guys have access to the weird that's just corrupting because you don't have...
We're not in dire straits, so Jock won't do
it. You're not like...
Yeah.
You don't have a focus or something to like protect you from it. That's just raw, gray power that you're pulling into the from the to the world. All right, Audrey.
Yeah, I think that would just
cash answer.
Audrey, understand what he did? Is there any comprehension of what Audrey just did?
I'd say during combat, no. This is too fast.
Cash, you got any thoughts?
I'm ready to hit it with my war pick.
If you want to go for it,
I'll try.
All right, yeah, yes.
Relax, buddy. Nine.
That hits it.
You don't even bother rolling damage.
Yeah, you roll your damage.
Three.
Nice. Okay. Oh. Yeah, your pickaxe impacts it, and you see like it, like parts of that ink like evaporate.
Okay. I was still kind of dumbfounded and it's like, what did I do?
Yeah.
No. You're about to corrupt yourself.
I am. Yeah,
roll it up.
So, flat roll of 8.
All right. So, yeah. So, roll me a d6 again.
Five.
Yeah, you see that beam shoot out of Audrey's finger. And then his body hits the ground.
Mine or the golem's?
Yours. He can and then Audrey, you just describe what you see in the onwind slash fade.
It's a wide open expanse. It's almost foggy. Kind of that misty you'd find wrapped around the mountains. Mm-hmm. And there's solid things in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
But they're too far in the distance to identify. At least they look like they're far away. And there's... It's almost too quiet. Wherever I am, there's all sound is kind of muffled. My knowledge is nothing around me, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, we'll see. All right. Yeah, all right, yeah, so then the...
So the beam shoots out of my finger and I hit the floor.
Yep, and you see parts of that ink element evaporate.
Okay.
And you can see Audrey's still breathing, but he's unconscious.
What happened to Audrey?
I don't know. It's went down on long it till...
No, Ink Elemental gets to. Gets like wrapped around the archivist and starts to engulf him.
Oh.
And then you hear the archivist grunt as he gets hurt. All right, Jacques, what do you want to do?
Well, I unload on my, with my seeing Audrey go down. I unload my revolver as I run up to get Audrey. Let's get him probably away from the ink monster.
Put the archivist out of his misery.
Oh, I'd be shooting. I'd be trying to save the professor guy.
Are you fanning the hammer, or are you just... Yeah, that's something you can do.
Well,
I don't think you have any penalties to it because of your...
I just got 2-gun mojo. Not just good as good,
yeah.
Probably guns
you can slip back on, too. Are you shooting two, or are you just taking one out, fanning?
I guess I'd do both by running up.
Okay, so yeah, it's a regular attack then.
Ink splatter, not blood splatter, ink splatter.
Be 13 or 15.
Yep. You're hitting true. Doesn't seem to be doing anything to help. All right, yeah, you get Audrey and start grabbing him, pulling him away. And then, all right, Cash. And then, actually, Audrey, give me a mind sorcery roll. Or, yeah, mindful sorcery. All right, yep, as you're dragging Audrey, see him start waking up, like start coming to.
Yep.
All right, Cash, what are you doing?
Let go of that Dr. Reader man.
I smash it with the whip.
All right.
12, unnatural 12.
All right. That's it.
You roll double sixes or just
no,
dirty 12?
Nines,
yeah,
dirty.
You're d6, okay, so and then actually, no, that's right, you have a magic pickaxe, so yeah, so then you just roll your straight damage
two,
okay, or the blob eats away, all right, it's. Actually, let's see how the archive this is going. Yeah. Professor Man's going to try and get out of. Nope, he is stuck. The blob crawls up more of his waist and eats more of his. It hurts him some more. All right, Yuck. See, Audrey's coming around.
I'm gonna wake up.
Like, get up.
Come on, Audrey.
Do the thing trying to get someone to wake up.
Yeah. No, that morning, kind of, I'm trying to guard, but there's not enough.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. But I don't have any. I only have a dagger for melee. So.
Okay. So you're just gonna slap Audrey and make sure he's safe. Okay.
That rope.
So you get to say you have rope.
If I had rope, I'd try and rope the professors, help get them out.
Okay.
Pass you
up. Yep.
Yep. Go ahead and give me agility plus, I guess, your guns.
Range or guns?
Oh, yeah, it'd be a ranged attack. Yeah, I need to do a ranged attack. That's fine. Yeah, that makes sense.
9.
Yep, it's enough. You can lasso around then and start full on. So we'll give him a bonus. We'll give him a bonus die.
Yeah.
All right, we're back to Cash and Audrey.
What do you want to do? Audrey's not sure if he wants to really tempt the fate in the Anwen again.
Yeah.
But he does have his silver dagger. Well, actually, it's a pig sticker.
Nice.
So he'd go up and he'd get close enough to kind of slice in to see if it has any effect at all.
Okay.
I mean, it's not moving all that fast.
No, it's not really. It's just like it's trying to like engulf the professor guy. All right, yeah, so give me a melee attack roll.
Yeah, he's just going to go bomb me. I'll just rip.
Yeah, all right, that hits. And then what's your damage on there?
Dagger is a D3.
Okay, so. Yeah, so you stab into it. You do see it do some damage.
Okay, 3 points.
Alright. And catch.
10.
Nice. It's your damage. Yeah, you guys just need to hit like 9 or better on it.
2 damage. Can't roll up very well on the damage. But
that's alright.
Chipping away at it.
It's helping.
There's... Silver works. I'll be allowed to drop. Silver works.
Yeah, I'd take one of my revolvers and empty it out and start putting silver bullets
in there. Alright. Yeah, so that'll be your what you're doing on your
You've also got this silver on your
and then, well, I see are you helping the
pull yeah, the I'd be helping first. Pulling the guy.
Yeah, so he'll have a bonus die. Alright, that's thanks to the bonus die. Yep. So he like between him trying to like push this thing out and climb out of it and you jerk him out of it. Well, he gets clear.
Hopefully he's not a mummy and he turns to dust.
And then...
Pull him out. And when blend.
Actually, let's see who the blob is for next. All right. Guys, just going to try and grab Cash.
Oh,
that's some double sixes.
Oh. Untying the professor and see Cash get grabbed. Dang it.
I'm gonna say Cash, you get fucked up.
You fucked up.
No, I just held back just saw him for a second. I thought,
you cannot touch my soul.
But the shroud shall never be darkened.
Yeah, shroud the black now.
Yeah, and then so as he's like starting to eat up your legs, you take 6 normal damage. Oh.
Ow. But your soul's safe.
What's good on a soul if you don't have a body?
All right,
When we were in town, they didn't let us keep our long guns, did they?
No, they're all on the horses.
Okay. Yeah, so I would have took my silver dagger off.
Okay.
Bayonet. I guess I'd go melee it, but it's gonna be bad.
All right.
What is that? Strength plus.
Yep. Strength melee. Plus melee.
Oh, yeah, flat roll.
You got silver bullets, too.
Yeah, 6.
No, you can't find a safe place to stab it.
Stabbing stuff is hard.
No. Oh, you're trying not to stab. The blob has gotten smaller as you guys have been hurting it as the ink has been getting like disintegrated or dissolved as you're hitting it. Alright, yeah, we got Audrey and Cash, you guys are up.
I'll try to wrestle my way out of this thing.
All right, give me a strength roll, and then, if you have, I guess yeah, you can use melee or a career if it's appropriate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dirty 12.
All right, yep, you're able to extract yourself from the ink blob. All right, Audrey, what you doing?
Audrey's wondering, can he wrap common energies and make his dagger even deadlier? Kind of an enhancement instead of.
If you want to spend your turn calling on Anwin powers, yeah. There's not really much that you're not going to be like to do with that. It's just you take corruption, and I guess the bigger the effect, the more corruption you're going to take. But like, yeah, it's adding like, you want to add an extra damage to it, whatever. Like, how much more damage do you want?
Well, at this point, he's dealing with an energy he hasn't played with before. He'll probably just go for the silver dagger again. But that's playing in the back of his mind. Like, maybe the bullets, if we could end when enchanted.
Yeah.
Without silver rounds.
That's great.
Well.
Yeah, that hits.
All right.
Let's see, three, so that would be 3, 1, and 2. I don't know, for 3, do you round up or do you round down?
Oh, a D3, yeah. You round up.
So V2.
Well, if it's, I guess it's 1 and 2 is 1, and then 2 and 3 is 2, yeah, so. Yeah, you try it. So you rolled a 3.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so 2 damage.
I just been taking whatever I rolled and cut it in half.
Okay. Yeah. All right. How do you want to do this?
You're nice. It's kind of a slice, and I would feel the goo wrap around my hand. I get cringe. And then kind of it explode, and it'd be this messed up ink ring. And it just absorb into the floor, leaving a black stain on the wood.
Yeah. Yeah, wherever you're like, also like your hand is like stained black now, your knife is like black. Same with like cash, like the bottom part, like where your boots and pants and stuff is, or is just
yeah.
Is dyed black now. It has kind of like that iridescent sheen to it. And then yeah, so take your normal damage and divide it in half, and that's how much you heal.
Okay, so I still took 3, or still have 3 left.
Yeah, and then and that goes to lasting damage, which you put the X, you turn them into X's, and then you guys take like 10 minutes to heal. You can reduce that by 1.
Okay.
So I guess you have.
Doc can help too, if I can affect
them. Right, but Doc doesn't exist.
Yeah, he's not here anymore.
You don't even know he's not, like, he doesn't actually exist to your characters right now. Okay. So, but
we don't,
so
we you don't guys, think about him, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll just do that for.
Otherwise, I would have stole this. Yeah. Stole the sword.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So you still heal 1 point right after combat.
So you still heal 1 of these.
Yeah.
You spend 10 minutes.
Yeah. Right after combat. Let me double check.
So I cut it in half and then subtract 1.
Yeah. Let's see. Here's for the. Oh, never mind. Sorry. It's just half the. Yeah. It's just half the. Half. So you still have 3 points of last.
But if I spend 10 minutes.
That's only if we had a doctor, but he doesn't exist anymore.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
We don't have anyone else that has a similar
that's fine.
Medical training. Nope. I don't think. Yeah, so yeah, then it would be a role.
What is that ink elemental? And who are you?
Yeah, he goes, when they get a name for him.
He said goodbye. And sure, the fuck is going to be the survivor.
Maybe he'll know about the whole minute.
I'm a world renowned Eldorite, I can tell you. Only father.
He goes, he just goes, he can call me Boneyard.
Boneyard, Boneyard, hey? Where are you from?
Because I don't remember. I've been here so long.
Oh.
What power is in your computer? It's
like, he goes, no, I won't. They won't. They can't get my soul.
We can go shroud too?
No.
Oh. What are you looking for down in the boneyard?
Well, currently I'm researching psychoanalysis and just scientific essays. What are you guys doing down here? And then he, like, when he's talking, he has, like, kind of like a Nigerian accent. Voice is kind of deep. Like, 5'10 height.
When it comes to your elder, right? Mm-hmm. Always on that.
That sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. I'll add it on my list.
Okay. It's pretty far down.
You're welcome.
He's like, I appreciate it. Those things are obnoxious.
Have you seen them before?
Not up close. That one snuck up on me.
Those things are no joke.
Yes, I do not want to hear. I do not want to experience that again.
Audrey, introduce himself and say, how do you safely access Anwen? As he's kind of looking around for a place to wipe off his now black blade.
I said, as you try to wipe it off, it doesn't wipe off.
As long as the silver works. It can be any color as long as it's silver.
He is goes with like years of practice and the focus.
Where can I get a focus? Is it something that I have to make?
He goes, usually.
Can you teach me how to make one? Or at least give me the gist so that I can gather materials.
He just goes that the materials aren't pretty irrelevant. It's the time and like runes you need to inscribe into it. And those have to be precise or they don't work.
How long did it take to inscribe the runes?
He is not too long. Really about how steady of your hand and the material you're working with.
One second. I'm digging through my pockets and find my lighter. Could you inscribe them on here for me?
Oh, he's like, yeah, you have to do it. Has to be your focus. It's like, I can.
Could you tell me the runes I need to inscribe on this?
It's like, I need some paper.
I look around at the mess of papers that we've got from the battle with the ankle, and it's like, I got the paper.
So he goes, well, it'll probably take me about 30 minutes to write these down.
I look at you, I was like, do you have time?
Oh, no. I'm doing this.
Yeah. And then, yeah, he goes, all right, and he starts writing. Like, the other two, you guys do anything?
Like books, you have books written.
Yeah, I'm going to go read.
Or I'll go Spanish planetarium.
Oh. Yeah, so you see there's,
look around,
there's statistical books, and then with the planetarium, there's also books about astronomy and astrology.
Astronomy would be something Jack would read for a bit.
And there are like dials that you can use to manipulate the planetarium.
Look for an Eldorite planet.
This was just like a model of like a foreign.
Gonna build a rocket.
We're back to building a rocket ship. Look at that. That moon's made out of Eldorite.
Yeah. Try reading.
So pretty much a crash course on runes and inscribing.
It'll be old by the time we get out again.
Well, that's why I said crash course.
Well, just.
Now he writes down the ones that you need, and like, and he's like, when he's doing it, it's like extremely precise.
Is it best to put it on an object, or should I write it on my person?
No, he goes, you have to, they have to be in, like, engraved in something, and you have to do this ritual while you're engraving to bind it to you.
Just wasn't sure if I had to card in my bones.
It's like, if you want to. Might be a bit painful.
Audrey just shudders.
But then, yeah, when he gets done, actually, let's see if anything happens when you go to the weekend.
Okay. Does it all have to be done in one sitting? Can I do it in bits?
He goes in bits, and then, like, mechanic-wise, it's like it'd be a downtime project.
Okay.
Because, yeah, he just talked about it. It's something you have to concentrate on and perform the ritual as you're doing this.
Do the runes remind me of what was carved along the door?
No, these are different.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, they don't. They look. Because these ones look. They don't look harsh. They look more. I guess more like alluring, almost like you'd want to look at them. And they kind of have like like a smoothness to them, or like a rhythm.
Kind of a Tolkien elvish kind of a wraparound versus
calligraphy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
illuminated texts from the old books. I don't know where one letter ends and the other begins, but I know it spells something.
Yeah, but while you guys are doing that, four white order librarians show up and are very unfriendly towards you.
They hit the calculations. They're in a bit of a mess. They're incontinent.
To the point that, like, one of them says, we warned you once.
Yeah, start this.
So it's like, you guys need to leave immediately.
All right, see ya. What does a boneyard say to come with us finally?
That mean leave the library all together or just leave the room?
That's the sense you get. It's like you're unwelcome here now. Leave the library.
As soon as we find our way out.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we were kind of way out. I think it's this one. As we go down.
Yeah, we go down here. Sometimes you gotta go down and go up.
The door down here, there's a ladder back to the top.
And then they, like, immediately, like, start, like, putting the room back into, like, order, making sure the machine is, like, not broken. So I guess that's what they mostly are concerned with. They go check the machine.
We didn't touch the machine. We're just defending ourselves. It wasn't like we had a party.
Yeah, so you guys go up or down.
Now we gotta find our way out of here, down.
We had one last 5 seconds on the surface.
Oh, and then the boneyard just like, good luck.
Good luck to you.
The boneyard doesn't get kicked out, boy.
He got.
Boneyard's gonna turn to dust when he goes out to the real world.
Yeah.
They say. They're like extra annoyed with like him, but he hurries off like as soon as they like showed up. Okay. And like blaming you guys, he like runs off elsewhere to the set.
I make sure to take good care of the information I've got, get it stored. And as we're walking into the next room, I kind of look over Shotsa. You learn how to engrave this on your guns. Just imagine the bullets you can make.
Just thinking about that. Be able to build some crazy things.
I don't know if Waxfang would be interested in getting a new tattoo, but
maybe. I like your idea of doing it on your body, actually.
Imagine. Just kind of curious. Well, you've got to do it to yourself. So that's looking in the mirror, maybe across the chest or writing on your arm. Ooh. And nobody cuts it off.
Yeah. Yep. As you guys move on deeper into the area to Depth 16 here.
made like one progress so far.
I can put the blade away. He's looking at his white palm and the black back of his hand.
You guys come into an area that where all the shelves are just lined with glass jars, and each one's got clear fluid in it, and there is like a human brain floating in it, with wires leaking to where the spinal column would be, to a small mechanism set in the jar's base. They're each labeled, say whose brain it is, brain it contains, and when they were interned.
So at the machine, can we communicate with them?
Yeah, I would be like trying to figure out what.
Yeah, he's not too sure on that either. Maybe visions of Futurama, yeah. Fish food, but.
So yeah, as you're looking at the as you're like looking at them, you would find like a person from Sabacola's history.
Is it like a voice box or a speaker?
Actually,
box?
You know what? You see Black's brain. Yeah, you see a jar labeled. Actually, wait, before we do that, let me pull this here. Okay, actually.
Could he be in there?
No, I'll say you guys see a famous miner from Savicola.
Oh, a famous miner.
I mean, he knows about both, right?
Hello?
Yeah, it's...
Tap on the glass.
A5. Kind of like a jukebox at the main console.
Yeah, they're like as you're. Well, yeah, like each jar has like a metal. I mean, it would look like a crappy speaker, like metal, like speaker box. Yeah. But occasionally you see little bubbles float up in the liquid. But yeah, when you talk to that one, you hear like this staticky voice. That's just like
Hello? Are you okay?
Hello? Do I look okay?
No.
What is this?
You lost a lot of weight.
And yeah, I guess especially Cash would recognize the historical Raven.
He's a legend. In your own mind. Raven. How did you end up here?
Dug too deep.
Well, I'm sure there's a lesson in there somewhere.
Oh. Yeah, so you... So, yeah, it's a legendary miner rapist.
Are you like immortal now?
I think so.
But you can't dig no more.
No.
I could dig for you.
I don't know. I don't think I need to dig anymore.
So you're good, you're like happy.
Oh.
Because I'm not. Even more Eldorite. Or other precious material, if you know where it is.
Maybe with that, maybe it was. What is Eldorite? Describe it to me.
Where this like static is probably like when people like have like the voice box, the mechanical voice box thing. Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
I was writing a miracle material. It's a metal, like silver with purple translucent highlights. Actually, I don't know if I know what it is or not.
I said you would know what it looks like because you did like,
yeah, that's right. I just it.
Yeah. Yeah, she goes, oh, that's what it was that put me here. Mm-hmm. And then she proceeds to like tell you like where are you like in the range where she you guys, she like talks about it but doesn't really like remember like where it was.
Sure.
But you guys do get for progress.
Oh.
Towards it.
1730. Long way to go.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't get kicked out yet.
You know, just shoot him.
You can.
You can try.
Maybe later. Not even do it.
Oh.
Toss him into the ink golem.
What do you know? You were mining and then you ended up here?
I thought there was like an explosion or something. I don't. But I do remember a large vein of this elderite. It was silver that had the purple streaks in it. Mm-hmm.
No, Eldoret was explosive.
That's everything it could possibly be. It's all the materials.
It's like, I guess I must have hit or something. I don't know. I don't even know where I am.
Explain a little bit where she's at. As best as John could.
No. Yeah.
You're in a bottle.
Yeah.
You're in a vat. In a library. Mm-hmm. That takes place at all times in all universes.
You're now a genie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
he's like, oh, that's okay, I guess. Well, thank you for your time, and it was an honor to meet you.
Okay. And, like, we're talking to her, too. They were just, like, strange.
They just
felt strange.
Yep.
And they spoke, like, they did. They would speak kind of weird and, like, had, like, weird, I guess, outlook or view to things, like they thought they would think weird differently.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jock really wouldn't know what to think of this place, it's just brains and wires.
Seems like a terrible fate.
Very terrible. If I die, make sure my brain goes out.
Into you a jar?
No. Nope.
Get you here?
Put a hole in my brain.
That turned me into wax.
Oh.
That's true. You could do that too. Wax hole.
My experience says, as you wish.
Yeah, and then also this room had like that vague, has that weird like time that's like paused in here feeling too. Yeah. And then also there is an ominous door off to the side.
Yeah, look at the ominous door.
Shadow door?
It looks similar to like the one that you guys took that went.
A shoot?
Yeah, that like took you a lot deeper.
Well, that'll probably take us back to the surface in case any what librarians are listening.
Shall we see?
Let's do it.
Audrey would try it.
Yep.
Yeah, he can open it. No problems. Your key just unlocks it.
There we go.
Dang. We're going mad.
You do, you guys. Go six layers deeper off that door. So we're at what, 15? No, 16. So 22.
2.1. We're going to end up with brains in a jar.
Thank you.
Mechanical imprints of that.
Yeah, the books in that last room were just like all about writing calligraphy.
Nope. The awkward.
Whoops. Yep, so as you guys make your way down the through the ominous door, you come into a room that has shelves, like a set of shelves against one of the walls, and it's just full of those glass jars that you saw the gray librarians come in with and catch the phantoms.
Mm-hmm.
You just see a wall filled with those, and they have wires emerging from it, linking it to a small machine at the end of each shelf that displays like pressure, temperature, emotional state, and acidity of each jar's contents. There's about 30 jars in total. There's 24 of them are like, 24 of them have a phantom and the rest are empty. And each of them, the phantoms appear as like condensed mist thrashing wildly, flickering with colors and patterns, glowing slightly. Something. Oh, no. So that was actually the wrong one. But that's what it'll be now. That's what you found.
Probably pass right on through to the next.
Yeah, look at the books in here.
Yeah, there's also the books are all on statistical analysis.
Yeah, Audrey, keep on going.
And then there is another ominous door.
Yep.
Yep.
Right. It would be in like 4,000.
Yeah, you just go five more deeper.
And so,
that's crazy. Now you're almost at 30.
I don't know.
Find that point.
So as deep as we need to go to find.
I think the arc has been going the deeper. I think he is the deeper.
Maybe between the two of us.
Okay. So you guys make your way down here. Also, yeah, that also that pasture was filled with like stacks of letters instead of books.
The letters on statistical analysis.
No, they're they're letters to, they're like letters to people that people have like written to other people.
Doc really wouldn't know what he thinks of this place after seeing. This would be a lot.
Is this heaven? Is it hell?
Okay, yeah, so you guys come into this room as you're walking around the shelves, give way to a huge machine made of clockwork and steam pumps. Incredibly complex. The machine hisses, creaks, clinks, and turns. There's a terminal on the front center of it, and you see like tiles that have letters A to Z and numbers 0 to 9. Above the tiles, there's like a long ribbon of paper that's just winding down into a pile on the floor, like a ticker, like ticker tape. Mm-hmm. It's just coming out of the machine. Yeah. And you can see like a little mechanical pen, like writing on this paper as it shoots out.
By writing, is it like writing words, or is it like seismographic? Just
no, it's like writing words. But then also the as you're like walking into here, the contents of the room is like shifting in and out of reality.
Nope. That's exciting.
Is there a manual or a way to identify what the machine does?
Or read the output?
Oh, let's see. I don't know if you'd find, let's see.
It's phased into reality. Quick, grab it.
Yeah, that's like basically kind of like what happened. Like,
bang my brain around.
No, there's nobody here at the moment. And a strong gust of wind like blows through.
What
yeah.
does it smell like?
It probably smells like old paper, and it smells like the library, basically. It's just like,
I want to read what the machine is doing.
Is the machine phasing in and out, or is it just...
Yeah, it is too. Like, everything in this particular location is kind of like phasing in and out.
It's kind of sketchy.
Don't fall through the map.
No, like the floor is fine, but it's like just the stuff in this particular area. Like the machine is phasing in and out. Like some of the like bookshelves in that in this particular area are phasing in
and out. I would slowly spell out Eldorite on the computer.
Okay.
When it phases in, be like a letter.
Stand where the machine is and hope you don't get telefragged.
Yeah, you can still see it because it's like a mist. So like you like push up.
Yeah, it's just like static.
Yeah, exactly. That's like what you have to like.
To see what would happen because you have no clue what this. What is this?
Yeah, between that and reading the tape.
Just saying that there's actually like an alphabet, like letters on there, would be like okay.
Yeah, I need to go look up.
There's a. Find out instead of voice.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, here it is.
Theory.
No. Oh, you're from Earth. 32.71.
C3PO.
I'm not sure if I'm ready for that much protocol.
No.
Do you just like type in just the word Elder, right?
Yeah. Talk doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, so as you put that in, it out on the ribbon, it just says unknown input recalibrate. Oh, actually, no, there's All right,
it's just gonna be so many.
There actually is two gray librarians in here.
Then I probably wouldn't touch the computer. Because we already pissed them off twice.
Yeah, they don't like.
That was a yellow and white.
If you type on it, they.
I've put.
Yeah, so you just type Elder, right? It does just spits out the unknown input recalibrating.
Oh, we use this thing.
One of the librarians.
Yeah.
You have to ask a question. Or put a fact in.
Put a fact in?
Single words don't work.
Oh, write a whole sentence.
Elder question mark.
What is Eldorite? How do I find it? Got the worst timing tonight.
Take us 45 minutes.
Yeah. As it phases in and out.
You're spelling it wrong.
Yeah.
What they call it?
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, but it's not laid out.
Yeah, so you ask, what is Elder, right?
Yeah.
I'm aware of it.
Yeah, so as you answer that single question, a name of book spits out. It's called Elder, right, for dumbs.
Nice.
That's the name of the book. Oh, you get plus one progress.
Oh. And I have to go find the book?
Yeah, but that's... let's see. Okay. Yeah, so...
After seeing that you got at least the name of a book... I would be like, this might be worth a shot.
Yep, Jock would be like, hey, this thing's just on information. It might insult you, but it's on information.
I'd be like, Sagapola, Seal of Orzine.
Locations?
And then just a question mark at the end.
You get the
get a map
unknown input recalibrating.
It's a cool sentence.
That's what the question mark's for. Location and history of.
There you go.
Seal of Warzine.
Bunch of old people using a computer. Out of his work.
Yeah, it names a book, so you can mark a progress, but it names a book The Trapping of Orzine.
Okay, now that I've got the name of the book, I do another one. Location of Trapping of Orzine.
Where is this book?
Yeah, exactly.
So it replies in the library. So you can mark one more progress.
Where can I find Eldorite?
Yep, it spits out a book title.
Eldorite for now.
No, it's says dowsing for Eldorite. And then you guys can each mark a progress for you.
Gonna catch me.
Maybe.
I'm 21. I'm
15, now it's 30.
See, does this library have a name? I don't know if Doc shares that with us.
Yeah, you would have learned it's the Stygian the Stygian library.
Mm-hmm. Within the Stygian library, Where is the book Trapping a Borzine located?
It replies with in the library.
You know what the Dewey Decimal System is.
So I'll just say, like, mechanically, like, you probably, like, unless you guys run into, like, a location with, like, books related to, like, those ones, you're not going to get, like, a specific location because the nature of this place. Because you can't go, just go somewhere.
But I figured if it was phasing in and out of reality, it'd be like, at the moment, it's located here. I don't know where here is, but
yeah,
I'd have a direction. If the place changed due to some interaction.
But let's say you like answer it, like you essentially asked it the same question so that it just gives you the same answer.
Alright.
And I don't remember Doc, so I can't ask any Doc questions.
No.
Right.
Well,
otherwise you'd be like information on Shadowlands.
Right.
To try and help him out. But, well, if he's been ripped out of the...
He doesn't exist to you guys.
Yeah.
At this moment.
Mm-hmm. All right. One final question. How do I break out... Let's see. How does one break the seal of Orzine?
It returns the name of a book. Why not? Seal breaking for dummies.
Getting salted. No. I wrote these books in reasons.
And so you can mark another progress.
This is the only way I've been making progress all night.
So, like, you guys can all, like, you can get up to 6 progress total here. And we can just do that, and then we'll end session here. Or if we can pick this up next time, if you guys want to get more book names.
I'm fine. I may have more questions to think about.
Okay, so we'll just pause here.
Yeah, I'm good
with names. I mean, it is 9 o'clock, so. All right, so you guys, Cash and Jack, you guys, how much you got? Two. You each got, you guys both earn. I mean, I guess you guys got 2 progress each on your elder rites, and then you got 2 progress.
I got 3. I was at 14, not at 17.
No, I mean, from the computer, you've from, gotten from 2. This. For just the computer.
Oh, I've got 2 books.
Yeah, okay. So you guys are both 2 and 2.
Yeah.
And I know what's in the library.
You should have 2. You guys both got 2 progress from that.
I should have taken one when Jacques took one.
Yeah. Because you guys are both the same. Yeah. So progress wise, I have Cash at 22.
Yes.
Okay. Then Audrey's at 17.
Yep.
All right. And then Jacques is at
19.
19. Yep. Okay. So then, yes. Would be an end of session question. Did we learn something new and important about the world?
I think we learned. We experienced a lot.
Yeah, we found a gateway to hell. Something that we think is a gateway to hell.
You went
Weatherfane, an archivist. Yeah. Figured out how to defeat an ink golem.
We found they power this place with ghosts.
Yeah, that's probably the most important.
And a room full of brains and wires that.
That'd be disturbing.
It's Jock. He doesn't know what to think of that. His current instinct was.
At least you didn't find anybody in you.
Yeah. And smash them all because you wouldn't want to end up up there. But he ain't going to do that.
Audrey found out how to make a focus.
Yeah, so that's definitely a yes. So RP flink for everybody. Do we overcome a notable monster or enemy?
It can go.
Yeah,
it
can go monster.
Very good.
Yes. Did we loot a memorable treasure?
I'd say we did. And then
we got the burial shroud, we got the wax.
Yeah.
Yep. Works for me. Yep. So those are another point. We solve a problem without violence.
We didn't break the computer.
I either.
Do we have any problems? Do we have problems that we needed to?
Maybe the mouse situation. We just talked to him. We helped them, really.
Yeah, see, that is that's right, though.
Yeah, so I'll say, I think that's probably just a no.
Okay.
Any low lights, highlights?
Hang out with the knife.
Yeah, that was super fun. They were cool.
Jock and his date are pretty good.
They got it figured out.
Audrey actually learned something in the library.
Yep.
Do you have a focus?
Next week, fifth?
I guess. Yeah, so that's kind of, well, actually, where we're at. Yeah, I think we'll do. And then you're gone.
Yeah, I'll be gone next week. Yeah. So I could take out and Paul could get him back in for this, or you guys can.
I say we just wait.
Do this.
Yeah, like I say, that will be up to you. So I guess that's really will be up to you too. You guys can make the call then, Stephen, Nick.
I think we should wait because since we're both related with Elder, right?
Get the progress even.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Paul would be able to get progress too.
Yeah.
Well, then who knows with his work. So
mm-hmm.
I'll plan on one shot then. It would probably be this most likely.
Whatever you want to do.
Maybe something else. If
Goblins with fat asses.
Hey. I have heard of that game. I want to play it.
I have it.
I haven't heard of that one.
I don't know. I just saw it on a YouTube short and so I went and, like they linked the book.
Is it like more than a page?
Yeah, it's just a page.
Yeah.
And then like I think you just get loot, but on character creation you have to roll or explain how you got a fat F. And they have like magical myths, you know, they have a bunch of
maybe that'll be an adventure in Goblinville that we have in Fractera.
What is the bonus of having a fan?
I didn't read it very much. It's like, what is this?
Yeah, I'll do a one shot of something. We'll see. I guess any new long term goals? Probably not.
Existential crisis of being in this place.
I mean, I think you got one to create a focus or something, unless that was already a goal.
It's something I haven't really reached out to the MMO. I've only used it once before, and you're in for a surprise when we finally catch up to the pack. But other than that, this is my first time really kind of reaching out. It's like, can you teach me anything? Give me some pointers.
Yeah.
No, that's not possible. And I was really thinking this is going to end up being something out of Dragon Ball Z. It's drink from the fire hose. And oh, crap, what have I done? I've just taken out the planetarium.
It could be. I mean, that's you can open the hose like that big if you want. That's why it's...
Well, it would be that this is trouble and the whole emotional, hormonal, putting too much of yourself into it.
Yeah.
Instead of a control. That was a fear. I could see Audrey saying, it's got to work, it's got to work, it's got to work. And boom. Oh, crap, what have I done?
And I guess plans for next session in the library.
No deeper prospect. Yeah. Try not to get kicked out.
Yeah, evade the library.
I want to know how the whites knew that the yellow got mad at us way up there.
Talk about us.
Yeah.
We're so bored.
It was traveling.
Yeah, there's some like the mechanic wise because it's fairly light on it. But so you guys are like unfriendly to the. You're like considered intruders now by the library, so I have to like think about like how that, like when they run into librarians, they're just gonna like attack you and like try to kick you, like kill you to get you out, or if they're just gonna be more indifferent depending on like how you are where you're at.
Never been helpful, so.
Nope.
No, they're not really.
The skeletons are
not librarians. I'm familiar.
Yeah.
Rudest ones.
No, and I'll go read some more. So I can, because I know like it explains what the goal of the library is and what the goal of the librarians is, and I'll go.
If they became more hostile, I think we would be more wreck and run.
It would be if we want to explore as much, it'd just be like keep going.
Well, you would.
Until we find the information.
Yeah, you get, like, as long as you're not fleeing, like your guys are going, and it's like you're only gonna like librarians, like just show up randomly because of the way the mechanics of this place is. So it's like in the computer, like, and if I would have saw, if I had read, because most of the locations are a single page, but this room is a two pager, so I didn't read down all the way, and didn't realize there was two gray librarians in here. So if I would have saw that earlier, they might have just like attacked you on site. But
things don't react well to bullets here.
No.
But yeah, it all just kind of, so I'm feeling some of that out. But I don't know about you guys, but this thing is pretty neat.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's been an interesting exploration.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, sure. I like the library.
I don't know, maybe the occasional sign on the wall this way too, and whatever the topic was.
Yeah.
This way to hell.
Yeah, we found
pilot that finds that actually.
No runes. We should have tried to find the Doomslayer.
Yeah. I think the trick's going to be once we find the information, figuring out how to get out.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be curious is, like, how you get out. Because you're just going to, like, keep hearing it and you'd be going up.
Yeah.
But, like, if you don't find a door out, you're just going to be, like, like bouncing around.
Like, how old we are we coming up?
Yeah, we're not. Well, it's only, like, 100 days that's seen a pass.
Only 100 days.
Well, it's 100 days past.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not 100.
And I guess too, just a reminder too that like our door opens at 5, so if you've been, like, if you're grabbing food and want to be here and eat it, that's 100% fine. We had our other Andrew and Vanessa, they usually would bring food right before session starts a lot of the time. Just so so that's just a reminder.
Yeah, that's helpful. I don't think I knew that. All right. Well, that's fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the library. I want to keep exploring it. I don't want to get kicked out.
Well, I don't, like, they won't. They'll tell you to get out and then become hostile to you, which changes the table I roll on for encounters.
Okay.
To, like, more dangerous ones. That's from what I can tell.
It's escalated. The library has got more dangerous.
Yeah, and then as you go deeper, it also gets more dangerous.
Yeah, so we're pretty deep and it's hostile. Thing we're armed.